Sara Muñez Sensory Object Analysis Podcast. At the utter of the word chocolate, you can almost hear those around you salivate. The desire to taste it is almost overwhelming. The synesthetic effect it has on those who hear it is astounding. The word itself is magnetic, subsequently exciting each sense, says Diolana. From choc chip cookies and Nutella pizza to chocolate glazed steak, chocolate has been tried and tested with nearly every kind of food. Chocolate originated in the Americas and was restricted to Mesoamerica. Norton explains that fermented and ground cacao beans were the basis for many of their beverages. The classic preparation of the chocolate drink was with cacao and water, mixed with achiote to give it a reddish tint, chili peppers for spice, and wild bee honey for a sweetening effect. It was further enhanced with native tropical flowers. Similar to today, the texture and visual effects of chocolate were just as important as the taste. Cacao also served as a currency throughout Mesoamerica, evidence of its status as a precious good. The first recorded European encounter with chocolate took place on Columbus's fourth voyage in 1505. By the second half of the 16th century, chocolate was fully part of European colonial life. However, the chocolate that is consumed today does not with the same rituals and features appreciated in the past. However, some ancient traditions we unconsciously take part in. Chocolate has undergone globalization and become a mass market commodity. The consumption of chocolate continues to grow around the world. The retail consumption of chocolate confectionery worldwide reached 7.7 million metric tons in 2019. Coming in all shapes and sizes, this particular piece of chocolate I hold is a thin block. I fold down the edges of the tin foil wrapping paper. With my fingertips, I gently break off a large square piece at the indicated crevice. It feels hard and there is a bit of resistance. In my hand, it feels smooth and it feels warm. I take a bite. Initially, it tastes sweet, yet slightly bitter. It feels luscious on my tongue. At first, you notice a sharp, strong note. Then the flavor turns to a deeper, more mellow note. It has a soft, creamy texture inside of my mouth, infatuating my taste buds. It starts to melt in my mouth. It tastes slightly milky. The flavors develop and continuously change, moving between sweet and earthy and bitter. The flavor begins in basic taste and then the aromatic notes take hold. After swallowing the chocolate, I am left with a bitter aftertaste. However, it is addictive and heavenly. Professional chocolate tasters often look for a long finish, which is where the taste stays lingering in your mouth. Some chocolates can last for over 20 minutes. After one bite, many would not have the willpower to stop. So now, listen carefully. This is my warning to you. One piece of chocolate does not mean one piece of chocolate. It means the whole block. As Louisa explains, taste is intrinsically linked to memory, stating, "All it takes is one taste of chocolate, and I involuntarily begin to remember things past." One might say that at the taste of chocolate, angels descend from heaven and carry me up through the clouds to a paradise. Thank you.